On December 25, 1906, three young men went to help a skater who'd fallen through weak ice.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
A group of male students at the Kansas State School for the Deaf had gone skating that sunny Christmas afternoon on a nearby lake. Ernest Albright, age 21, was about 100 feet from shore when he broke through the ice and floundered in 8 feet of frigid water. Rollo Eastman, 19, skated over to help, but the ice cracked under him. When Thomas Herman, 21, tried to extend a board to them, the same thing happened to him. 20-year-old Earl Ames was standing on the bank when he saw the three men struggling in the water. Grabbing the reins from a nearby horse, he tied them into a 20-foot-long strap. Borrowing a pair of skates, Ames sped 600 feet to the trio. Tossing a strap end to Albright, Ames managed to pull him to safety. Then Ames went back and threw the strap end to the other two, but too exhausted to hold on, both Eastman and Herman slipped beneath the icy surface. They were both posthumously awarded Carnegie medals for their bravery, along with Ames, who was not injured during the incident.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on these heroes and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.
I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.